Herman Moser, age 64, of Brunswick, died Tuesday. No services will be held. Brashears Memorial Chapel in Brunswick is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 78-year-old T.C. Hewlett of Richmond, who died February 15th, will be held at 10 a.m. tomorrow at Thurman Funeral Home in Richmond, where visitation will be held from 7 to 8 o'clock tonight. Burial of military honors by the Ray County Veterans will follow tomorrow's service at Richmond Memory Garden Cemetery. Funeral service for 80-year-old Virginia Ginger Miller of Quarter, who died Saturday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow at Quarter United Methodist Church. Burial will follow at Calvary Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 6 to 7 o'clock tonight at Hafer Funeral Home in Higginsville. Funeral service for 75-year-old Flora Mae Anderson of Sedalia, who died Monday, will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow at McLaughlin Funeral Chapel in Sedalia, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at Crown Hill Cemetery. Celebration of life service for 24-year-old Ryan McPatrick Yates Wilson of Lexington, who died Saturday, will be held at noon tomorrow at First Baptist Church in Lexington, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Walker Nadler Fuller Funeral Home in Lexington is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 95-year-old Rita Tebby of Glasgow, who died Monday, will be held at 1 p.m. tomorrow at St. Mary Church in Glasgow, where rosary and prayer service will begin at 4:30 this afternoon with visitation to follow from 5 to 7 o'clock this evening. Burial will follow tomorrow's service at Washington Cemetery in Glasgow. Fremont Free's Funeral Home in Glasgow is in charge of arrangements. Celebration of life service for 55-year-old Robert Bob Dale Kirby of Sedalia, who died Sunday, will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow at Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia. Funeral service for 58-year-old Patsy Weiss of Roachport, who died February 16th, will be held at 10 a.m. Friday at Faith Family Church in Fayette, where rosary and visitation will be held from 3 to 7 p.m. tomorrow. Burial will follow Friday service at Weiss Cemetery. Fremont Free's Funeral Home in Fayette is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 86-year-old Bobby Pete Bales of Hardin, who died Sunday, will be held at 10 a.m. Friday at United Methodist Church in Hardin, where visitation will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow. Bittaker Funeral Home in Carrollton is in charge of arrangements. Memorial service for 62-year-old Nelda Elaine Hager of Marshall, who died Sunday, will be held at 11 a.m. Friday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Interment will follow at Concord Cemetery near Arrow Rock. Services for 88-year-old Pauline Bagby of Huntsville, who died Tuesday, will be held at 11 a.m. Friday at Huntsville Christian Church, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at Huntsville City Cemetery. Patton Funeral Home in Huntsville is in charge of arrangements. Mass of Christian burial for 94-year-old John Littekin of Boonville, who died Sunday, will be held at 1 p.m. Friday at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Boonville. Rosary will be recited at 5:45 p.m. with visitation following from 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursday at Howard Funeral Home in Boonville. Burial with full military honors will follow Friday service at Clear Creek Cemetery in Pilot Grove. Funeral service for 78-year-old John Allen Singer of Tipton, who died Saturday, will be held at 2 p.m. Friday at Meisenheimer Funeral Home in Tipton, where visitation begins at noon. Burial will follow at Tipton Masonic Cemetery. Funeral service for 67-year-old Craig Sylvie of Sedalia, who died Monday, will be held at 2 p.m. Friday at Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Burial will follow at Crown Hill Cemetery. Visitation for 99-year-old Beverly Marie Gray of Richmond, who died Monday, will be held from 7 to 8 p.m. Friday at Thurman Funeral Home in Richmond. A private family burial will be held at a later date. Mass of Christian burial for 95-year-old Richard Joseph Hart of Sedalia, who died February 15th, will be held immediately following the prayers of the rosary at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday at Sacred Heart Church in Sedalia. McLaughlin Funeral Chapel in Sedalia is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.